There we go. So since you guys are my audience, y'all better get hyped when I throw my cowbell on, okay?
Yes, I love sound effects.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Evie on a leash, and I'm not the only bright one with the hair today in the studio. I've got my girl, Doja Cat, hanging out.
Hey,
ooh. I love this girl. Has anybody told you you're shot the hell out? Like, that you're crazy, you're wild?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You're like, what, shot the hell out? That's a Miami term, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, I was like, what? Shout out who? Shout out to who?
To Miami. You're like, what does that mean?
Wait, what is it? Shout out?
Shout out. Like, you shout out.
Okay, shout out.
Yeah.
I like that.
It means, like, you're a wild chick, and I like that.
I'll get into that.
She's different. Like, you can't nobody compare you to anybody else, because you're definitely yourself. When it comes down to personality, your style, that red hair, I'm like, yes, go.
Thank
flip
you,
it, girl. Flip it, girl.
Thank you, baby.
Now, and I was looking through the photos, I'm like, which one is she? I was like, you got the short black hair. Then yesterday you were on IG patting the yellow, the blonde wig. Then you got
they're
the
just
red
hats at
hair.
This point. They're just hats with hair on them at this
is
point.
Is that what it is?
And I'm just changing my hat every day.
And do you change it with your mood or change it with your style? What do you change it with?
With my mood and temperature. If it's hot, I don't know why I put this long one on today. I don't know. I just change them with my mood, I guess.
Yeah, because Miami's definitely hot and it's humid. And it's good that you have your hat on, because trying to keep your hair straight or whatever is just not going to work here.
Yeah, no. You've my hair that, hat right? is everything to me.
So one thing, Miss Doja Cat, is that one thing that I know that you're an LA girl, but you definitely relate to Miami in one big way. Mm-hmm. Because you and everybody else in Miami is obsessed with the booty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When did this obsession come about?
I always had, like, a thing about my body when I was... I used to be hella insecure, and I used to be like, why, like, is my waist so tiny but my butt is so big? I just want to be tiny all around. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to get into this and embrace it. And I just kind of made it my thing so that I could conquer it. And also, people like big butts. Like, where I'm from, it was really just, like, super skinny girls everywhere.
Of course, because it's a model look, kind of like LA, glamorous Vogue magazine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a New York thing. Like, my mom is from New York, so when I grew up there, just everybody was like, I don't know, the whole thing was, like, looking like a model.
Gotcha.
Not like...
A regular girl with curves.
A regular girl.
With body.
Yeah.
And I like that, because you embracing yourself, it's so catchy, because, you know, everybody is different. Everybody's always like, oh, well, you should embrace yourself. I'm like, well, it's easy when everybody else looks something like something else. So the fact that you're out there, you're popular, you got your music going on, and you're showing everybody, like, this is me. I'm not perfect, and I got curves, and I like it. So then, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I watched your video, Juicy, and I'm like, oh, I can twerk it a little bit, too, then, you know?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. So you're obsessed with Catwoman, and that's how you kind of got your cat name. I was kind of like intrigued by that. I was like, and then I see that you kind of dress in different costumes in your videos and when you're out and about. Tell me a little bit about how that relates to your personality.
I like to kind of run with the cat thing. I don't know if it's just like, second nature a little bit. Like, I've always had a bunch of cats my whole life.
Are you gonna be a cat woman?
I'm low key like for Halloween?
No, like a cat woman. Like, you know, those
cat like a
women
crazy
that have,
cat
like,
lady?
Cats?
I already am. For sure. Yeah. Even since day one. But yeah, I like cats, and I like the idea of just being like, I love Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt. And I loved Halle Berry in Catwoman, and people like to hate and say that Michelle Pfeiffer is better or whatever or something.
She
I don't
gives
care.
A twist to it. Yeah.
Halle's mine. I don't care.
There you go. I don't care. Well, you seem not to care about a lot of things. You're like free spirited. I feel like you're free spirited, and you're not embarrassed by anything. Because I mean, I've seen even photos of you with, like, you know, French fries in your nose, and like, you just say what
that
you
was
feel.
One
you're
of my cute photos.
You're patting your wig. Like, what was it?
That was one of my more like appealing photos. I feel like I looked good. I got my makeup on. Yeah. If you go to my Instagram, I'm like double chinning all day.
I see it. See, those are photos I only sent to like my BFFs. You were brave enough to put it all over IG. You're like, I don't care. And I love that about you, because it makes us women relate to you. But is there something that maybe you'd be like, now that right there would probably embarrass me?
if I wasn't to be doing double chin all over Instagram, then there'd be a problem. Because when I can call it out myself first, I am pretty sensitive. Like, I am sensitive.
Isn't that crazy how, like, but your way to cope with it is to be the opposite.
Is to be up, is to embrace it, to go head first into it. So I do that, yeah. I'll look crazy before anybody
else. But I love the fact, I mean, you're a gorgeous woman. I mean, if you go to her IG, you look at her, you're like, damn, girl. I mean, model-like and everything. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
But then you can take it all off and be like, this is me too. Yeah. You got two sides to you. Yeah. And I love that about you. And I think a lot of women relate to you in that way. And we definitely relate to your music, girl, because nothing is holding you back when it comes down to what's on your mind and what you have to say.
I have a curse where I write about, like, body parts? I don't know what
I saw that. I saw a snake going through some of your body parts, and I was cringing, but I watched it like 50 times, so you probably got like 50 views from me.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I got the booty song, I got the titty song, I got the coochie song, which is the last one I just put out called Rules.
Uh-huh.
And it's play with my coochie, but don't play with my emotions.
Well, I was about to sing the lyrics too, so there you go. Play with my, but don't play with my emotions. And exactly. I love that because it's so true. That's something you probably say to your girls on the low down, like not in front of people, but you're like, hey, I'm telling everybody right now.
Yeah.
Which one is the song that you most likely and definitely would not play at your family gathering?
All of them. Every single one.
How do you celebrate your music with your mom and dad and grandma?
My mom comments on my YouTube videos.
Oh my God.
And I know it's her because she used an icon of a picture. It's like a picture of her from when she was like 17.
No. No.
Yeah, and I'm
your
like,
mama does that.
And her name is like something weird. I don't even know. But she said, and she doesn't say this in real life, but she said fire in the comments. under the video.
Come on for mom.
My mom, you don't talk like that. Stop.
She's trying to be cool, but she's trying to be on the lowdown.
I kind of liked it, though. I'm going to be honest.
Mama loves you. Well, we love you, too, and we love your song, Juicy. Tell me about that, and tell me how people can get your music and vibe to it.
You can look me up on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Doja Cat, DOJACAT. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, everything.
Okay, cool. And when are you going to come back to Miami and do a big show for us, girl?
Oh, soon, hopefully.
There we go. There we go. Doja Cat hanging out with Evie and Leash. Thank you very much. And oh, my God, I got me a Doja Cat wig.
Yes, honey.
I love that. I love the color. Yes. How'd you know I like pink? This is a little brighter pink than what I have in my head.
You're
psychic?
I didn't pick it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's actually kind of like a behind the scenes thing.
Doja Cat hanging out. Thank you so much, boo.
Thank you.